Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Into summer we go. Foot fashion is what we need to talk about. And our fashionista, Andy Page, has some jelly to pass along this morning for us. But it's not like you're thinking with peanut butter. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. You're right. I'm talking jelly shoes. Did you ever have these, Brooke?
Yes, purple.
Fantastic. I actually had jelly shoes when I was younger as well. Well, you know, high-end designers introduced jelly heels for spring and summer, and it was just a matter. And by the way, you can get those for $500 at very high-end department stores.
No thanks.
Oh my word.
But the funny thing is, when we say jelly shoes, I'm talking about rubber shoes here. So you can find them at very, very high end. They're adorable. But, of course, it's just a matter of time before people start to interpret them at lower price points. And that has happened. And jelly shoes are back. Now, I remember jelly shoes as being hot and sweaty, but super easy to wear and great for summer because you could just wash them off, right?
Correct. And you could go. It didn't matter if they got wet on the boat.
No, you could wear them on boats. You could wear them to the pool. They were really cute with sundresses. They were great with shorts. But there is a little bit of a shift or a new way that you can wear them. Believe it or not, designers are showing them with really fun, thin socks.
What?
Socks?
I know. It's a little nerdy, right? The whole socks and sandals thing.
Yeah.
But if you can imagine like a bright colored jelly with, you know, maybe a black and white striped sock or a fun graphic sock or to do something really interesting, this is kind of a take on the short booty that we've worn for season after season after season. So it's almost like the summer booty because it gives you that same look. You've got your jelly and then like an ankle sock. And, you know, I'm not talking about a thick, you know, tube sock. We're talking about something that's thin and graphic and fun and colorful. And it creates a really, really unexpected look when you add it to skater skirts and rompers.
I just can't even imagine.
Me either.
Well, it's something really fun. The thing that I love about jelly shoes is, again, and not that you're getting the $500 ones, but the cheap ones are super cheap. They remind me of childhood, and they are so comfortable. And if you add the socks, then you don't have the sweaty, stinky mess.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, but they're not as waterproof because your socks are going to get wet.
That's very true. They're not as waterproof, so you'd want to slip off your socks. But it is something that's really fun. It's inexpensive, and it's just a new take on things. So why not at least try them? Honestly, you can get a pair for less than $15.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a visual of that, please head over to my Pinterest page. You can see I've pinned lots of jellies, even the high-end ones, which are really beautiful with heels. And, of course, you can head over to my website, princessstyle.com, and pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring.
All right, your Tootsies and some jellies. It's our fashion tip with our fashionista, Andy Page,
this
week.
It's toe jam.
You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds wonderful. See you later.
Okay. All right. Bye,
Bye-bye.
Guys.
Bye.